the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
And we're coming at you every Monday at 7 a.m. with no bullshit in 30 minutes or less.
Eat bread, desserts, and just get all fat and sassy.
We're helping small businesses and construction companies be more profitable with better leads and better systems.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today we're going to be talking about 8 lead generation and SEO experts' opinions on what's the best way to generate leads in 2020. And I'm extremely excited to share these with you. We just put out a gigantic guide. We actually spent 30 hours on it, and there are 8 amazing experts that were also part of it. Brian Dean from Backlinko, Will Reynolds from Seer, Brittany Muller from Moz, Tim Solo from Ahrefs, and honestly, maybe some of these names don't mean much to you, but for me, these are like legends, right? So I'm actually going to share with you their opinions on what's the number one lead generation strategy for 2020. And I'm going to start with Matt Diggity. So Matt Diggity is the founder of Authority Builders, heavy backlinking company, pretty awesome. He says, leveraging the power of Facebook retargeting ads is his number one lead generation strategy for 2020. Our technique is fairly simple. We post super in-depth articles and case studies about the work we do at my agency, The Search Initiative. We then follow up with readers via Facebook retargeting, which can help us hone in our customer demographic. Because all attribution is accounted for, we know our numbers. Spend more, get more leads. It's like clockwork. Brian Dean from Backlinko. The number one thing you can do to get more qualified leads is nurture existing leads that you already have. I'm talking about newsletter subscribers or people with free accounts. I used to believe that you can put up a page and it will magically bring on targeted leads with their credit cards in hand. And if you bid on the right keywords on AdWords, you can, but it's usually too expensive to run long term. Instead, I recommend bringing the leads using top of the funnel content like blog posts and YouTube videos, then nurture those leads over time. That way, when they're ready to buy, you're the first person or company that will come to their mind. Brittany Muller, senior SEO scientist at Moz, says, here are 3 of my top tips for increasing sales via SEO. Create an online community for your customers to connect, share their experiences and ask questions. Repurpose your top performing content and answer the most common questions for your topic, product, or service while incorporating question and answer markup. So she's talking about schema markup there. Larry Kim, Mobile Monkey, says, in the new year, we'll be using a couple of agency growth hacks. We're going to be leveraging a couple of unicorn sales qualified lead generators. This means attacking SQLs from a couple of directions, getting more leads and automating lead qualification. We plan to increase lead volume with high leverage activity like click to messenger ads and intent-based email outreach. Click to messenger ad benefits are numerous. Get more leads for less ad spend, resulting in a lower cost per acquisition. And he says, intent-based email outreach marries your outbound efforts with intent-based signals to increase the odds of effectiveness. Outbound is important if you want to reach SQLs. We want to automate lead qualification. Conversational agents, chatbots, shine at asking questions to figure out if a lead is qualified. You can save user responses to a lead profile, as well as get a lot of instant lead data through Facebook. Hook up a bot to a Facebook post, and you can automate the lead generation and SQL qualification funnel. Will Reynolds of Seer Interactive says, have great clients and let them be the sales force. People underestimate how in the world where a client can, how in a world where a client can Google a new company or hit up their friend and ask, who have you worked with? How important great work is. I believe the best strategy is to do such a good job for your clients that they want to refer you. Do little things for them that show you're not nickel and diming them. We do little things like if we kick off a project with the client, they get a gift card to donate to one of the charities of their choice. And every holiday we do that as well. It's always been about humanizing yourself to your clients. Be good to your clients, and you'll be amazed at how far that can go. Tim Solo at AREFS, a tool we use a lot here at Hook Agency, says, here at AREFS, we don't have salespeople. We don't need to generate SQLs at all. But our number one strategy for attracting new customers is the educational content we publish on our blog and our YouTube channel. We get 250,000 visits per month to our blog from Google alone, not counting social traffic, referral traffic, direct traffic, etc. And we get 300,000 views per month on the currently published YouTube videos. This amount of content moves a cold lead to a qualified buyer on complete autopilot. People just search in Google and YouTube for help with their SEO and they discover AREFS. That's how our company is growing by more than 50% year over year without a single salesperson in our team. John Lincoln of Ignite Visibility says, when it comes to lead generation, my favorite thing to do is to create a variety of different types of content and advertise them. I'll then nurture people further down the funnel until I'm able to establish a cost per acquisition for any of the channels that I'm promoting content on. Following that, I'll scale that content creation output, the advertising and segments, the people who start coming into the funnel. I then nurture them with lower funnel tactics like remarketing, email marketing, push notifications, and social media updates. These are my favorite online digital tactics, but at the same time, I've always been a strong supporter of building lasting referral partnerships. If you can tap into one strong referral partnership, it can double your leads overnight. Really, as you grow, you need to set of systems to address all the different types of lead generation platforms that are out there. Matthew Woodward of matthewwoodward.co.uk .co.uk says, my current strategy for growing leads and one I will be using in 2020 is to set up giveaways. You can create a competition where anyone can enter by submitting their email address and sharing the giveaway. You should select a specific product or service that your target audience would be interested in winning, making it easy to grow your list of qualified leads. And this is just a real quick sneak preview into this giant guide. If you go to hookagency.com/leads, you can read the whole thing. It's probably about a 40-minute read, but it's probably the most value that I've ever stuffed in one blog post before. It's really just about, you know, if you had somebody on your marketing team or on your team that you wanted to make really good at getting leads, this would be a great resource to hand off to them. That's hookagency.com/leads. And I'm just sharing the 8 experts' opinions on here. There's a lot more to this. We did custom illustration for it, and there's a bunch of awesome videos on there. The other major point of the guide, I guess, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in here, but one of the other major points was just that I believe a lot of lead generation companies and lead generation people are optimizing for leads, and actually that's a bad thing because you can waste a lot of time and money on that. I think people should be optimizing for closed business. And if you optimize for closed business, you have less salespeople time wasted. It's a pretty big deal when, you know, let's say if you get 20 leads and your salesperson is messing with all those leads versus trying to actually work on the lead generating systems that close the most. So finding things that close. And one of the things for us is referrals and pushing on referrals. So I talk a lot about referrals in this guide, and certainly I believe that that's a huge one. We also polled a bunch of marketers and talked about their top lead generation methods, and they're ranked 1 through 18. The first, second, and third. The number one was search engine optimization. The number two was tapping into referral network. And number three was tapping into engaged communities on LinkedIn, Facebook groups, and Quora. And I believe that's partly because a lot of the people I was talking to were marketers, and maybe for themselves a little bit, they're thinking about online communities, but certainly some really good stuff in this guide. Check it out, hookagency.com/leads, and I hope that you have an amazing week. It's another episode of the Next Level Contractor Podcast, coming at you every Monday at 7 a.m. No bullshit, 30 minutes or less, helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. Check us out online at hookagency.com and at hookagency all over social. See you next time.